Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Barbara Burris with the Spirit of Truth broadcast. Amen. And I'm honored again. Amen. Praise God. I praise God for this blessed day. And I thank him for the move of the Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is the one that guides and teaches us into all truth. Jesus said, amen, that, amen, praise God, he would send the Comforter. And the Comforter would teach us the things about him and the Father. But he would continuously, and I'm saying that continuously, guide us and teach us into all righteousness, all truth. Amen. Praise God. So we todah you today, Father God, and we shabbat you. We honor you and bless you, because this is, amen, the day that the Lord has made. And we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for what you're doing and what you're about to do. Amen. And thank you, Lord God, that you have opened doors, amen, for us. Amen. Praise God. And that we can go in them today and find that peace, that sanction, that joy that only you can give. Father, I praise your name. I praise you, and I glorify you. Amen. Praise God. I thank you for what you have done. I thank you for how you have dealt with your people in the earth realm. I just can't thank you enough for your grace and your mercy. Amen. Praise God. So he's going to, amen, Father God is going to give us, amen, and continually give us what we need in a world that's dying. Amen, praise God. Problems all around, amen, and seem like it's at your back door or your front door, and seem like every time you turn around, soon as one gate, a door of the enemy is closed, then another one tries to open. But we as the children of God need to understand that there is everlasting, and everlasting mean continuously going to be a consolation, comfort, amen, praise God, in our relationship with God, despite of what's going on. Based upon the word of God, he has shown his capability to maintain and manage all that pertain to mankind and stabilize a wicked world through the divine working of Jesus Christ and the Comforter, who is the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise God. As a song said, the Comforter will come, the Comforter has come, and he'll guide you into all truth. Amen. So I honestly take that into account by the workings that the Holy Spirit bring in and has brought in. You know, the Bible just don't quote the word, but it tells a story. You can go as far back as Adam all the way to Revelation, and it is a revealer of the truth. What went on, why this happened, why that happened, and what, amen, God did in order to make things, amen, whereas the world wasn't literally destroyed and wasn't overflowing with wickedness. Amen. We have the righteousness of God, then we have the wickedness, is the unrighteousness of Satan. God deals with the spirit of righteousness. We have the fruits of the Spirit. Those fruits of the Spirit should be in operation at all time, and the greatest thing that we can do is just love one another and forgive them and go on. But so many times we don't do that. So God is training a nation of people by the works that he has proven that shows the manifestation of his glory in a world that's dying, in the earth realm, amen, where it won't be no more, amen, eventually. And God has stabilized everything, even down to creation, the creation of the earth, amen, praise God. The iron ball that's in the middle of the earth, amen, praise God. In the core of the earth and various other things, amen, praise God, that was, amen, caused to come forth so that the earth could remain intact. It can't be too hot, and it cannot be too cold, and it's got to be held at a temperature where it don't dry up from the heat of the sun, nor from that iron ball that's on the inside. So God is, not only is he an inventor, but he knows how to maintain his invention, amen, praise God, until he see that, you know, it has completed its works. Well, the earth within itself is really at the last stages of it, and it has completed itself. It has suffered so much abuse, murder, where the earth was never supposed to drink the blood of man, and everything that we could possibly do on it. It was ISIS a few days back. It was heard of that they had burnt up, I think it was 20 women that refused to have sex with them, and they burned them up alive. We in America, we got stability much more than those that are in third world countries and over in Asia within itself, Asia, oh my God. And they are suffering the pain of death. Whereas with Jesus, the Bible says he took away that pain, that sting of death. Because when death would occur, amen, praise God, they would be in so much agony and pain that you could hear them crying even after death. Well, he silenced death through salvation, through victory. And there's a song that says, victory is mine. Amen. God told Satan, get thee behind, because victory is mine. But because of God's supernatural intervention, one of the things that we need to understand that he ain't going to leave you and he ain't going to forsake you, but you got to have that word and the comforter, amen, carries out that. Amen. And he executes it to the point that, amen, you know that Jesus told the truth. Nobody have to sway you. Nobody have to, amen, pull you away from it, even in confrontation or debate. Amen. So based on the many supernatural movements from Genesis to Revelation, proving that Satan won't win. Don't faint, don't give up, don't die, don't be, walk in anything of negativity while you're in the earth realm, but totally believe in what God's telling you. Amen. He might tell the pastor different, something different from what he tell you, but he's letting you know if you hold on to what is of truth, amen, you will overcome the wickedness of this world. All of us saints, amen, need to understand that Satan's strategies against us only lead us to believe that there is a God named Jehovah, amen, that has kept us through hard times and is bringing in the coming of his son, the second advent of Jesus Christ, but there must be a falling away first. And I'm telling you, I don't know about you, but I'm going to say within the last oh my God, 20 years or more, churches have been closing, especially after 9/11. Pastors have been exposed, and all different kinds of worldly unrighteous acts are being revealed right there in the church. Falling away has started in the churches, and it just didn't start. The congregations are dividing themselves, amen, choosing somebody over the pastor that was once appointed, or either, amen, find him and getting somebody that would bring in the pleasures of this world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life. I used to travel in an area, amen, and in that area, that was a big old mega church being built. And I said, wow, amen, praise God. They had laid the foundation, hallelujah, and they had began to put up the structure that would hold the walls together. And years went by, and nothing never began to appear again as far as the construction of it. And so I asked one time, and I found out that there was a falling away, there was a separation with the congregants and the pastor. And so the church frame itself was up for sale, but they never built on that property. When we are called by God, one of the things that we should always be in focus of is expectation, substance of his will, so that the enemy can't penetrate like he want to penetrate. You're going to have all kinds of people, homosexuals, lesbians, all of these people. They're building churches. They're holding churches. That's their thing. Let them do what they want to do. But when you get, amen, a solid foundation, the Bible says, except the Lord build a house, they that labor in vain. You cannot have a foundation without Jesus Christ being there. Then also, amen, that foundation, amen, is so intact that a cornerstone is placed there. Amen. And they connect together because he is the chief cornerstone. He is the builder. He's the one that's going to keep us, amen, and has kept us by the will of the Father. Remember, he died on the cross. He didn't fall away. He didn't separate from God because of the pressures of life. Soon as the problems start, we back up or we go in another direction, not knowing that there is a trap. Proverbs speak about traps. Proverbs speak about wisdom, prudence, knowledge, understanding. How we got to deal with this? It's not all the time that we go in and do any strategic warfare against the enemy, but it's all the time that we go in with Christ Jesus, Father God, and the Holy Spirit, and allow him to assist you in that battle, or tell you that, no, I'm going to fight your battle this time. Because he is the author and finisher of faith, but he knows the satanic forces that are above us. There is a dark kingdom that resides above us, and we got to reach up, grab hold, go through many struggles in order to get to the kingdom of God in the third heaven. So there's a spiritual war as well as a natural war, and we got to be able to discern and reason this thing out, and you got wisdom there to help you. I mean, yeah, because I have been in position where I say, okay, I'm calling on Father God, I'm calling on Jesus Christ, I'm calling on the Holy Spirit, and I'm definitely asking wisdom to help me with the strategies that I have to maintain in order to whoop this devil, in order to defeat him. I had seen it one time, and this has been quite a while ago. I was living in the house with my son, and there was a spirit there, and I would run it off, and I would literally fight against it. But I was getting ready to move, and this enemy wanted to attack me before I moved it, and I wouldn't let him. So I talked to God, and God let wisdom come in, and she began to instruct me on how to deal with this spirit. So I played or I enacted out what God had told me, and early that morning I got up and I left out of there before the enemy came. The Holy Spirit had warned me some years ago, say he's going to come to you certain times of day, certain times in the morning. When he comes, you need to wake up, because he's coming with strategies and visions and dreams to make you believe in that life. But I began to listen to the Lord God, and then that dog began to change the strategies and not come at certain time, but he tried to come in at any time. So I had to learn how to deal with that. But the falling away must occur, and the congregation is literally dividing, and the people have stopped going to church or never went, never heard enough about God to strike their interest, also get that salvation that they need. So we're living in a world that's cursed, that's horrible, that's dying, and we need to make the right connection, and that's through Jesus Christ. But mainly because they can't stand the pressures of Christian living. See, we are people that suffer, but we also should be, amen, praise God, in a position where as nothing should separate us from the love of God. Romans 8 said there is no more condemnation to those that walk not after the flesh anymore, but after the Spirit. And the Spirit is where we need to be with God. And then we are spirit beings. We need to live a spiritual life. We need to stop all the unrighteous acts that we are doing, so that our sisters and our brothers that are in the world are going through the same thing, but they don't know God. Peter speaks about it. Amen. God speaks about it. And he say in the word, he said, after you then suffered a while, God is going to sell you, strengthen you. Amen. Praise God. And make you prosperous. There is a mystery behind all of this, amen, that God has to deal with concerning our enemy and us in order to keep us maintained. He's got to do a maintenance on us, and we go through that maintenance through suffering. We go through it, amen, as Jesus did himself. He proved himself to be who he said he was. And he went on that cross, like I was telling you. He deliberately said, no man take my life. He said, I lay it down. Also let us know he could call forth legions of angels. And I've seen angels. I mean, I have seen them many times. And the enemy cannot overthrow God's will. We have that connection with God and his workings in the earth realm, that Satan will never be the God over this world. He will never maintain one world government like he wants to maintain with the demons, the unrighteous acts of people and demons. Amen. Praise God in them. The mystery of lawless was placed under divine restraint. That means God stopped Satan from doing more than I can't say it was not more than he would have done. The enemy couldn't destroy us, amen, even as it was today, amen. And God restrained him. He can do what he wanted to do. As I said earlier, wickedness is moving rapidly in the world today, and we're going to have to make a stand. There is no value of a person's life, nor is there the love of God that keeps a person alive. We don't know that we're killing out our own children by the way that we treat them and the things that we do, but we also must understand that they have to walk in obedience. Amen. Praise God. And so in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 17, it said, "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, as by our gathering together unto him." Coming together, the Bible said that, amen, the millennial reign is so important that Jesus is going to literally, amen, be in the midst of us. Amen, praise God. And it's called the gathering, amen, the festive of lights, amen, praise God. The illumination of God, amen, and his Son Jesus work in the earth realm by the Holy Spirit. He is that light. He is the anointing. He is the one that is working in this last dispensation. So because of this, amen, when Jesus comes, after the Battle of Armageddon, there is going to be, I'm just going to say it like it is, a party going on. There's going to be either illumination of light, amen, where it could be seen all over the world. Amen, praise God. And that ye be not soon shaken in mind. Don't let circumstances around you move you that you're faint or you give in to Satan. I had one of the biggest attacks, amen, because I spoke the truth, and the enemy wanted to dispute it and tell me that I was a liar, and then throwed words at me that were just horrible, and I had to tell him, you know, what God said is truth, but he had a closed mind, and he began to speak unrighteous words upon me. Then God reminded me, he said, "Didn't I tell you that when you start teaching the truth and preaching the truth, they was going to reject it because they're closed mind. They don't want to hear the truth, and what you got to do is don't take down. I don't care what, don't take down, don't give up." So, amen, because of these troubling, you don't be shaken. In them, amen, what you go through, the persecution, the lies, the sickness, whatever it is, and don't be troubled by the spirit, amen, praise God, neither by the spirit, amen, nor by words, nor by letters as from us, as the day of Christ is at hand. You need to look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, today might be the day, who knows? He might come in, and a lot of people are going with this thing, "Oh, we're going to be raptured before Christ comes in the earth realm." Daniel chapter 7, 8, 9, you can read all the way through those chapters, but it specifically tells you that the saints are going to be here in the earth realm when the battle of Armageddon comes. Amen. Praise God. Amen. The Antichrist make his debut, amen, praise God, in Jerusalem and sit in that temple that's going to be built. Jesus is not going to come back and sit in a temple where the Antichrist doesn't sit. That'd be crazy. He's not going to take the second seat. He is the head. He is the golden head. amen, praise God, that takes his rightful kingship, amen, back. So we are not to be troubled by all of what we're hearing and what we're going to see and what's going on. That's all a part of life that was caused by Adam and what he did. So God is making a way that, amen, praise God, the devil won't have no one world government. He done been in position too long. He's the prince of the air. He causes the storms and all of these various hazardous things to happen in the earth realm to try to shake us, to try to move us, to try to destroy us. Let no man deceive you by any means. Don't let everybody come in and tell you something. God is, and God ain't this, and there ain't no God. For that day shall come, except shall not come, except there come a falling away first. We are in the falling away. Pastors are leaving the church. Pastors are homonging in the church. Leaders, teachers, and evangelists. I can connect to them, and if I give them a booty call, like they said, that one pastor said, then he gonna let me or she gonna let me preach in that church. Amen. If I suck up to the pastor, whoever, amen, that's doing unrighteous acts, amen, and covenant over to please him for $20 more than what I've been getting, then that's gonna be good for me. Now you rebuke that elder. You rebuke those that are in authority and tell them what the scriptures say. But you don't go in and cause problems and live with it. You got to deal with these issues, but you cannot deal with those that are in authority, that are righteous seeds, because the Bible says you're going to know the truth, and the truth is going to set you free. Who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God, the son of perdition. Is what it's talking about the falling away, and that man of sin, the son of perdition. He's going to be revealed. He has already been revealed. As far as the 666 is concerned, you're going to know him by number. It's going to be a number system, and that number system is going to take you straight to where he lived, the address, and you can know more about his name and everything else. It's coming to pass. Amen. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now you know what beholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. God has held him back. For the mystery of iniquity do it already work. The mystery of iniquity is in the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. Everybody wants to live in the flesh. They want the flesh to dominate the spirit man. For it will control you, and it will cause you to die and go to hell. So we know that God is going to eventually open up more of the enemy and his strategies. He's going to let, but at the same time, he's going to destroy Satan. And still shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. This Antichrist is going to come in here. He's going to have what you call unrighteous supernatural powers, and it spoke about how he's going to raise up the first Antichrist. That will be altogether three. First two is father and son. After 70 years, when the father's dead, the son is going to come in, and that's the one that's going to reign in Jerusalem. I know my time is gone, but we got to understand that we are in the falling away as far as knowledge is concerned. Christ is soon to come, but we're going to have, he's going to give us that everlasting consolation, as of today, and good hope through grace. Have a wonderful day.